We've been focusing on the airline industry a lot as of late, but it's also worth taking a look at the world of private aviation as well. Wheels Up, stock ticker UP, is a company that offers on-demand private jet offerings, and it just reported its first earnings since going public via a SPAC deal earlier in the year, almost $286 million. That's over double year over year. So let's bring in Wheels Up CEO Kenny Dichter. And Kenny, by the way, congratulations on your first quarter reporting as a public company. Just to start off broadly, give us a kind of aerial view, no pun intended, of what the private jet travel industry looks like in 2021.
Well, thanks, Brian. It's great to be here, and special day for us, our first public earnings, and you know, to be able to come on with 113%, you know, in our revenue growth, 47% in active member growth, and 146% on active live legs year over year. Special day. Our industry is seeing lots of demand. I think Wheels Up is in, you know, first mover advantage position in that we are a public company, the only private jet company to be public on a major exchange. We rang the bell at the New York on July 14th. And again, it's special times.
I actually want to talk to you about that demand because you have seen it rise. I think the Delta variant has been a headwind for so many companies, particularly the airlines, as we've seen so many companies talk about cancellations because of the Delta variant. I'm curious to know, however, if the Delta variant could be a tailwind for Wheels Up, as you know, more folks still want to travel but feel uncomfortable flying commercially, or are you seeing perhaps cancellations, folks saying that they're not going to travel as much as the Delta variant continues to spike?
Well, we have a great partnership with Ed Bastian and Delta Airlines, and I'm pleased to report that their demand is in a solid place. I think we're all waiting for the business flyer to come back. But as it relates to the COVID crisis, you know, we've been in position since March of 2020, standing in there, our pilots, our maintenance techs, our customer service folks serving our members. I think that for certain cases, clearly, you know, there is a tailwind. You know, this has become an essential type of travel for certain people. And, you know, if you want certainty from a perspective of, you know, traveling with others, you're an older person, you've built up some net worth over time. You know, this is where we've seen a lot of people come into our space. We're just very fortunate to have our partnership with Delta. We signed one with American Express with Platinum Card to deliver for their members. And again, we're seeing, you know, record or, you know, super robust demand in our space here. I think when business comes back, when international comes back, you may even see higher levels in the future.
Kenny, what's interesting about your business is that the industry is not necessarily all that standardized. You mentioned that even from a financial standpoint, you're the only one in the game that's public now. But tell us a little about the business model that you've decided to go down. Obviously, membership heavy, but we've seen your competitors, for example, go with a business model where they're paying into a share of ownership in the fleet of jets that they have. So you mentioned some of those partnerships. That's obviously one part of your business. But tell us broadly about what differentiates UP from maybe your other private jet competitors.
Well, UP is, first off, we're a very small part of a robust piece of business here. We're 3% of a $30 billion business that exists. But we think through technology, we have the opportunity to Uberize or Airbnbize our business. The aviation pyramid is widest at the bottom, and Wheels Up is creating a new entry point. You know, anybody that's got a $5 to $10 million net worth, and we say at the inside, it might be $1 to $5 million. There's millions of folks here that can play. And through technology, we're going to open up our space, which is super fragmented. And we're going to use technology. We bought a package called Avianis, which is a flight management system. We hired Greg Greeley as the chairman of our marketplace. Greg created Amazon Prime with Bezos. And then Vinayak Hegde, who is his quarterback at Airbnb, he came over to become our digital quarterback here. So I think we have an unbelievable opportunity to democratize and open up this space. When I think about flight sharing, when I think about buy the seat, the $30 billion space today, where we're the number one player on demand, it becomes an $80 billion space in the future when you can really unlock it. So the legacy players in our space, they're in the ownership. You buy a share, you buy a fraction. We're in the membership. I believe we're in a membership economy.
All right. Well, that was the CEO of Wheels Up, Kenny Dichter. Thanks again for joining us on Yahoo Finance this afternoon.